All right, we're back with part two of our two-part segment with, I'm going to say, the divine Miss, all right, Florida. Love the name, Santana Jonas. And we're going to talk now a little bit about what she's doing in the Capital District. Tell us a little bit about 166 Washington Avenue.
So we purchased that property, I think it was the end of 2018. And it was from a beautiful, beautiful couple who had a salon on the first level. They lived on the second apartment. They rented out the third apartment on the third level, and they had a back apartment, an apartment in the back of the building, and they also rented that unit out. But they occupied two levels, and they also had a finished basement, which they occupied, you know, they had rented it out to someone, and then they stopped renting it out altogether. If I recall, that was the story of the building. And I fell in love with it. Again, rezoning. Looking at what's happening in the Capital Region, purchased it at pretty much the sales price.
Okay. So now my next question, a lot of these projects that you're building and developing, are you just going to develop them and then sell them, or are you going to still maintain them and be
We're going to hold them. We think that I really believe that the Capital
Region... Oh, that is great. You're truly investing.
We're investing. We're staying. Okay. The Capital Region is a great region to be in. I think it has a lot of potential. You know, even if you look back in 2007, 2008, when the mortgage, you know, collapsed and all that real estate market was in upheaval, if you look at the numbers, Albany pretty much stays, you know, they're kind of steady. And that is Albany. So I really like that market a lot. And we own a couple of properties in the area. We plan on developing those properties and looking to buy more properties in the area. It's a great area to stay and build your portfolio.
Talk a little bit about the project you are proposing at Levin Spring Street. What's the status of that project?
At this point, it is, I think the planning board has to make their final approval. We've done everything that they required of us to do in terms of engineering, architectural, all that information has been submitted to them. So we're right now kind of waiting. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus, they haven't been meeting as often, and that kind of slowed everything down. But we're hopeful that now that things are kind of getting back online, that they will make a decision on that fairly soon.
Okay, so now what's been the response in the community in the Center Square area? You mentioned in the Times Union article that these apartments are geared towards serving older residents. Talk to that.
I think it's underserved. If you look, there's a lot of development going on in the Albany area. And most, you know, they're targeting, you know, a younger demographic. Not, you know, young, but a younger demographic. And partly due to the fact that you have Regeneron doing a lot of things. You've got Global Foundries doing a lot of things. So there's going to be a lot of jobs in the area. And Albany's a great place to live at. So that market is going to be taken care of. But if you look at Albany's demographics, you will see that it's an aging population. And there's not enough housing for those, you know, who are over 50, you know, over 55. Right.
Albany is also very political. So have you been getting pushback at all from the local planning boards?
No, you know, they've been very cooperative. I cannot say that I've been getting any negative pushback. Even the community, there were concerns by community members. And I think that's healthy, personally. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they care about their community. They want to make sure that whoever's coming in there is going to love it and take care of it the way they've taken care of it. Mm-hmm. So I respect that. We may not agree as to how, but I do respect the fact that you care enough to speak up for your community. And so, you know, I'm fine with that in terms of the city, the planning board. I've had, you know, good success with them. They've been, you know, very open, and they look to work with you. And I'm just hopeful that they'll approve our project and we can, you know, move forward and get our other projects done.
Okay. So I understand this is your first venture into Albany development. After everything's done, are you going to stick around and any future plans to do more?
We have other properties in Albany. And the only property that we've paused so far is another property that we own that we started the talks with the city, with the planning board, and we've, you know, hired an architect, but then COVID hit, and we're like, okay, we don't know what's going to happen. Let's wait and see what's going to happen in the marketplace, because we were looking to serve a mixture of people, but we were also focusing on that younger crowd. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we don't know what's going to happen with the jobs. We don't know what's going to happen with COVID. So let's just wait and see, once we're on the other side of the post-COVID, what the market is yielding. Right now, everything's looking good, But that's the only project we put on hold. But we already own the building, we own the land, and we hope to, you know, develop that in the Pine Hills area of Albany as well.
So as a minority owner and of a real estate developer, these are some things that always, what should I say? It sparks my interest when I drive by a development project and I look and I see, you know, really no people of color, you know, and they're getting grants, they're getting money, and they get money from the city and all these other funds that are coming from the city. But I see very few people of color, and let alone I see people who are working on these jobs that don't even live in the community. And they'll take.
Well, I will tell you that in our projects, in the work that we've done, we're open to hiring everybody. But the majority of the folks that we have hired are minority in the community that live in the community.
I think that's so important. Those are the words I want to hear because, you know, I walk up to a job site and I see a 21-year-old, you know, person that's not of color who lives out in Schoharie County or, you know, out in Rensselaerville and making a great money, but has nothing to do with this community. And then right down the block, I'll see a person of color staring poverty in the face and doesn't even have a chance to get on a job site like that. So I'm glad you are conscious. I'm glad you are proactive about addressing those issues, because that shows you are truly vested.
I tell you, what I will say, it is challenging. One of the, I think if you speak to any developer that's doing any significant project in Albany, is that the labor force for these type of project is very limited in Albany. So that is a challenge. So, you know, I don't want to say, oh, those developers are doing the wrong thing. No, there is a challenge.
You've faced that challenge and you dug beyond, because a lot of them say the same thing. It's a challenge, but they don't go the extra mile. They don't dig deep into the community to say, well, let me speak to some of the community leaders. Let me speak to some of the community or local politicians. How can I change the landscape of this project? And I appreciate that you are addressing that.
Well, one of the things, I will tell you this, one of the things that the city of Albany did, or the planning board, I guess it would be, or the building department did, was that, and the challenges a lot of developers were having is that, you know, you could only use plumbers that were licensed in Albany up to a couple of years ago. And that was an issue. Or electricians that were licensed in Albany. Okay. And so that made it very, very difficult for us to get projects done. So then about a year or two ago, they decided to issue a permit or license B so that if you were one of those trades and licensed somewhere else, they will give you this particular permit or license for that particular project. So you bring somebody from outside who was licensed to come in and do those projects, because there is a drought on those trades.
Well, let me ask, I just saw some really quick rapid fire questions before we close out the segment. Who's your mentor in the business?
One of my business partners, her name is Rhea.
Give her a shout out, Rhea.
Rhea is absolutely awesome. Okay. And she's the part owner of York Funding, and York Funding is coming into Albany so we can provide more funding. And so she's just phenomenal.
Okay. Now I always like to do a little personal background on my guests. All right. Your last book you read.
The last book I read, Cardiac Arrest is the name of the book. It has nothing to do with your heart. Okay.
I know. I figured. Well, you hold that teacher's question. And what I want to do is tell people how they can get a hold to you and get involved with all these wonderful projects before we close out.
Sure. I mean, right now in Albany, we have our management company there. It's called Ecos Management. The easiest way to reach me is to email me.
If they were interested in employment, how would they reach you?
They would contact Florida at Ecos Management, which is IKOSMGMT.com.
Hey, Ms. Florida, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure to have you on. We appreciate you. Until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.